Dave Spadaro with Eagles offensive lineman Todd Harrimans. We're going to, in a moment, talk about something very serious that you can help your fellow Eagles fans, your friends, your family. A blood drive coming up with the American Red Cross and the Philadelphia Eagles. But Todd, good to see you, first of all, and give us the update on the injury. Feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. It was a really weird injury.
I know. It came out of nowhere.
Yeah, and just the way that it happened, I was surprised at what they told me had actually happened with the bone being dislocated and stuff. So it's feeling a lot better, though. Once they got that bone back in place, it calmed down. It wasn't so painful, but until they did that, it was one of the more painful things that I've been through.
What you've been through that kind of injury in terms of your season ending, what's your initial reaction? Is it it's the mental part that really gets you, right?
Yeah. Especially with where we're at right now with the team struggling, I really want to be part of the group that goes out and turns it around and ends up with a winning season and playoffs and stuff like that, but. At the same time, I've been doing this for 8 years, so I understand this is part of the game, and you just kind of got to roll with it when it happens.
Todd, it must be quite frustrating here the way the whole season has gone. How do you handle that? How do you handle that the ups and downs of a season?
Well, I mean, one of the things that is always preached is never get too high or too low as the season's going on. Because you're going to have peaks and valleys. Mm-hmm. And so usually the team that is able to stay consistent through that all is able to be the more successful. It was just so many things this year that have not gone our way. You just kind of feel like the deck is stacked against us. But, as a player, you can't really, feel pity for yourself or anything like that. You have to just take it week by week and go out there try to go 1-0 every week from this point out. That's got to be the mindset.
Is the injured offensive lineman group meeting and commiserating you and Jason and Danny's going to come back here soon, but boy, it's been crazy the way the offensive line's been hurt by injuries.
Yeah. I don't really remember another year where we've had this many hits taken. I remember
05
was my first year and I ended up, Trey and Sean were hurt. And then I came in for Trey after he went down, and then I broke my ankle.
Yeah.
That's probably the last time I can remember anything like that. And it's tough to get through. It's really tough for the guys around you to get in sync with the guys that step in. And I know we're supposed to be like built for that and stuff, but you're never really fully prepared for it.
Todd, this injury, I'm not going to say stop hustling, but it was a hustle play, right? I mean, you came over the top and just.
Yeah.
Got it jammed in the turf, or what happened exactly?
See, I was kind of just riding my guy into the pile on the backside, and when he fell, I tried to jump over him, and when he fell, he kind of rolled and kicked my legs out from underneath me. So, I mean, now that I'm sitting here watching it, I'm like, man, I wish I would have just tucked and fell and just rolled with it, rather than trying to stand my feet and keep going. But,
No worries about coming back strong, right? I mean,
no. Nope. I don't even have to have surgery at this point.
Right.
So, I was really happy to hear that. And so once they pop the bone back into place, it's just a matter of time and letting it heal up.
Yeah.
And then, I'll have all off season to refocus and get back in shape and come back bigger, better, and stronger than ever.
And one of the things that you'll be doing with that time off here, and certainly would be doing it had you still been active here, on December 1st, the Eagles and the American Red Cross having the 5th annual Philadelphia Eagles Blood Drive. It's December 1st, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Lincoln Financial Field, the SCA Club. All presenting blood donors receive a limited edition.
I hope
you get one too, Todd. Todd Harrimans T-shirt. 6 lucky donors randomly selected to win a pair of Eagles tickets to next year's home opener. Listen, we all know this thing is it's very difficult to have blood on supply. Holiday season is crazy. And then Hurricane Sandy, Todd. Devastating to a lot of things that have happened here.
Yeah, there was a lot of people affected by it, and there was a lot of blood drives that what does it say here? There's a shortfall of 12,000 units because they had to cancel 12 different blood drives in D.C.
370 Red Cross blood drives were canceled. It looks like.
Oh yeah, and 13 states.
Yeah, I mean,
and
so
Washington,
it's been all up and down the
but
East
yeah,
Coast.
The hurricane's affecting people, not just their properties, but it's also affecting the medical world in this way, where we're going to be short of blood now. So we really need to get out there and donate and you know, this is a way, a really easy way for anybody to help.
Yeah, and what's the American Red Cross provides us with information here, which I think we sit here and we kind of take it for granted. If we need blood, we can go, we have access to it. But a lot of people don't have access to it. When you see it in print, it's like, oh my gosh, man. Yeah. I mean, all these different blood types, O positive, O negative, B negative, A negative, every 2 seconds a patient in the United States needs a blood transfusion. I mean, there are so many people in need here. And everybody over the age of what, 17, who are 17 years
16
old.
16 with parental permission in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, so get out there and let's help your neighbors, help your friends, help Eagles fans throughout the country, throughout the region here who can really use it. We'd like you to sign up and get breaking news and updates. Follow the American Red Cross Penn Jersey Blood Services on Twitter at ARC Penn Jersey. I mean, I don't know, Todd. I think there's any way you can help.
It's a great cause. It's really easy to do. It's only going to take maybe 30 minutes out of your day.
Yeah.
You know, and you can save lives doing it.
So thanks, man.
No problem.
Thanks for being part of it. Todd Harriman, thanks. And good luck for you with you and the recovery. And
I appreciate
We'll all be watching on Sunday. Hope the Eagles start turning the season around against the Washington
you
Redskins.
Bet.
Todd Harriman's in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.